This segment of Eye on Travel with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg is presented by Clear. Enroll today at clearme.com/EOT and try Clear at the busiest airports nationwide. Once again, here's Peter Greenberg.
18 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues for a wild, wild March 21st, 2020. If you've been listening to the show, you know that we originally recorded this a few weeks ago in Maui at the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua in honor of their annual Whale Week, and very well worth listening to. But we've given you two additional inserts this week, updates of the news, things you need to know as we all try to get through and navigate these uncharted waters known as coronavirus and travel. There's so many aspects to this that we're just getting our arms around. First and foremost being how big the travel and tourism business is and how much of an impact it has when it's not around. We're talking 50 billion jobs at risk globally. That's outrageous, but true. And every aspect of the travel industry is at risk. Restaurants and spas, resorts, travel agents. Travel agents are now asking for $7.7 billion in assistance because they have serious liquidity problems. If you're a travel agent right now, you're doing nothing but processing cancellations or rebookings. No one is actually booking a new trip right now. Think about that, right? And it goes on and on. The rental car business. We've already discussed the hotels earlier in the show, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. So bottom line here is we've got to tough it out. We've got to recognize the people who need the assistance and make sure that whatever bailouts happen goes to the people who actually are the frontline workers who don't have a plan B, let alone no plan C. Otherwise, this will fundamentally change how, when, where, and in some cases, even if we travel. Let's get to some of your emails, obviously all concerning the coronavirus. Here's one from Signe Larsen Brookings, who writes, "We have a charter catamaran booked for the British Virgin Islands in June. Our final payment is due in April. Do we pay, try to rebook, or postpone?" At this point, as long as you're paying with a credit card, why wouldn't you keep the booking? I tell everybody this, especially considering how the airlines have been behaving in terms of their refund policies and all the other travel operators. They originally started by saying they weren't going to do anything. Then they sort of had a modified waiver policy saying that if you bought your ticket within 4 days of the national emergency, they'd let you rebook, you know, at another date without a penalty. Nobody still wanted to give refunds. Now they've been forced, and I think rightfully so, to relax those draconian rules and let you book without worry so that you can always get your money back or rebook at a later date. So since you're not going till June, you've got till May 25th to figure out whether you want to go or not. And that's the way the whole business is going to go. So my advice to you is, as long as you're paying with a credit card, no need to postpone yet, no need to rebook yet, and no need to cancel yet. Hold on, keep your options open, and then make a decision as we get closer to that, okay? Here's one from Zing Zing. I don't have a chance because all the flights are closed now, but I wanted to move to Mauritius or Cape Verde. Yeah, you couldn't pick two further places apart. I heard that the hot climate area limits the contamination. Well, there's a lot of urban myths about this virus. In other flus, the temperature and the location did tend to mitigate its effect or its impact or its spread. But all bets are off here with the coronavirus. I can't tell you honestly, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on television, but I can't tell you honestly that moving to a warmer climate is going to make anything better right now. As we like to say these days, our famous three words, shelter in place. Here's one from Judy Cooper, who writes, "I have tickets already paid for to go to Athens October 6th. I thought it would be safe, but now I'm not so sure. American and Finnair purchased from an online company. What should I do?" Okay, my same advice that I gave to Signe, and that is this. Why would you want to make a decision now for October? It's a very fluid situation out there. Keep your options open. We may all be in great shape by October. We may even be in great shape by August. We don't know. But you lose nothing by waiting. You gain nothing by canceling right now. Time is on your side. So hold on to those tickets. I will make you a bet that The airlines are already relaxing those refund and rebooking policies. By the way, a big shout out to Southwest Airlines, because their rebooking policy has been in place for 100 years, and it's the most legitimate, honest way going. If you can't make a flight, and as long as you call Southwest, you know, 10 minutes before the plane departs, they give you a full credit for what you paid for your ticket. They put it into your own account, and you can use that money to apply to any other Southwest ticket for a year. That's honest. That's the way all the airlines should behave right now. Here's one from Dana Gutman, who writes, "Let me start out by saying I've respected and valued your tips, but don't you think the traveling at this time puts other people at risk?" Dana's referring to an essay I wrote about 2 weeks ago, in which I said that there's a great deal of difference between concern and panic, between caution and fear. And I would like to, you know, side on the sense of common sense and concern, and then take everything on a case-by-case basis as I travel. Right now, government action has sort of precluded that for me. We have a level 4 warning from the State Department saying do not travel to every country in the world. And if you have travel insurance or you carry medical evacuation or repatriation insurance, I guarantee you there's an exclusion on that case for any time there's a level 4 warning that you will not be covered. So common sense at that point prevails, and I'm not traveling. But when those warnings are lifted, I'll be the first one on the plane. I'll be the first one to leave, because that's what I do. Now, am I going to do it in a cavalier way or a crazy way or do it in such a way that I'm harming myself or others? No, I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is practice common sense. Right now, social distancing is the key. Getting authorities to really ramp up the testing so we get a handle on this is the other key. And the third is to figure out how all the, look, we're all voters here, to figure out how all these bailouts are going to work to actually help the people who need it the most, not the industries themselves or not the executives themselves. Remember, we're dealing with a situation in which between 2010 and 2019, some 96% of major U.S. airlines' free cash flow went to stock buybacks. So for them to, like, you know, go screaming for a bailout right now seems a little bit disingenuous, although I understand the numbers. But I don't think for a minute they should get a bailout without some serious strings attached that benefit consumers. So I'll be watching that carefully. But to your comment about putting people at risk by traveling now, I couldn't agree with you more. 2 weeks ago, that was my position, and I couldn't agree with me more back then. So watch this space. But I hope you'll listen to me when I tell you that it's time to travel again. And by the way, hopefully sooner rather than later. Here's one from Sean Lively, who writes, "Is it safe for my son to fly home from Colorado on Southwest Airlines tomorrow?" You know what? If there's no pre-existing medical condition and he's not coming into contact with people who are in a compromised physical position or any of your relatives, then you make that judgment on your own. But the bottom line is, almost all domestic travel is coming to a stop, as it should. All those idiots on the beaches in Florida, yes, they're idiots. You know, I will only give youth the benefit of the doubt when, you know, they're doing something intelligently. There's nothing to give them a benefit of the doubt now. Get off the beach, go home, social distancing, shelter in place, whether the government orders you to do it or not. So if you can get your son home, understanding what the possibilities are and minimizing those possibilities, then do it, but do it soon. Here's one from Kelly Reagan, who writes, "People have been saving for months, even a year, and then cannot go, and Walt Disney World will not give a refund. How much money does this conglomerate pull in a year?" Okay. She writes, "This is a disgrace." I absolutely agree with you. And look, you didn't elect not to go to Walt Disney World. They elected to shut. It wasn't your fault. They're holding on to your money. They're earning whatever interest is available these days. Not much, but they're earning, the principal's the same, on your money. Here's what I want you to do. Write me an email. Send it to Peter at petergreenberg.com. Give us your name, your reservation number, the amount you paid. If you went through a travel agent, give me all the details, and we will look into it for you. For them to hold on to your money is not only fair, it's not only unfair, it's downright wrong and inappropriate. So the bottom line here is really quite simple. We need to think clearly. Fear destroys our ability to think clearly. And there's never been a more important time for thinking clearly. But this moment right now and the moments to come cry out for clarity. And I hope I've given you enough information, at least with the proper context, to do that clear thinking. Of course, we all know the situation's fluid. More change and disruption are inevitably coming. So please reach out to me with your questions. Send me to peter at petergreenberg.com and I'll answer them online. Stay safe. And just as important as that, I want you to stay sane. Remember, this show was originally taped at the Ritz-Carlton in Maui a couple of weeks ago. It was all about really cool things like the environment and whales. And you know what? Let's go and listen to the rest of that show right after this.
Have a travel question or problem? Just email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com and we'll solve it on the air.